A strange noise awoke Dorothy, who opened her eyes to find that day had dawned, and the sun was shining brightly in a clear sky. She had been dreaming that she was back in Kansas again, and playing in the old barnyard with the calves and pigs and chickens all around her, and at first, as she rubbed the sleep from her eyes, she really imagined she was there. Ah, here again was the strange noise that had awakened her. Surely it was a hen cackling. But her wide-open eyes first saw, through the slats of the coop, the blue waves of the ocean, now calm and placid, and her thoughts flew back to the past night, so full of danger and discomfort. Also, she began to remember that she was a waif of the storm, adrift upon a treacherous and unknown sea.
Buck, 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 buck.
"What's that?" cried Dorothy, starting to her feet.
"Why, I've just laid an egg, that's all,"
replied a small but sharp and distinct voice, and looking around her, the little girl discovered a yellow hen squatting in the opposite corner of the coop. "Dear me," she exclaimed in surprise. "Have you been here all night, too?"
"Of course,"
answered the hen, fluttering her wings and yawning.
"When the coop blew away from the ship, I clung fast to this corner with claws and beak, for I knew if I fell into the water I'd surely be drowned. Indeed, I nearly drowned as it was. With all that water washing over me, I never was so wet before in my life."
"Yes," agreed Dorothy. "It was pretty wet for a time, I know. But do you feel comfortable now?"
"Not very. The sun has helped dry my feathers, as it has your dress, and I feel better since I laid my morning egg. But what's to become of us, I should like to know, afloat on this big pond?"
"I'd like to know that, too," said Dorothy. "But tell me, how does it happen that you are able to talk? I thought hens could only cluck and cackle."
"Why, as for that," answered the yellow hen thoughtfully, "I've clucked and cackled all my life, and never spoken a word before this morning that I can remember. But when you asked a question a minute ago, it seemed the most natural thing in the world to answer you. So I spoke, and I seem to keep on speaking, just as you and other human beings do. Strange, isn't it?"
"Very," replied Dorothy. "If we were in the land of Oz, I wouldn't think it so queer, because many of the animals can talk in that fairy country. But out here in the ocean must be a good long way from Oz."
"How is my grammar?" asked the yellow hen anxiously. "Do I speak quite properly in your judgment?"
"Yes," said Dorothy, "you do very well for a beginner."
"I'm glad to know that," continued the yellow hen in a confidential tone, "because if one is going to talk, it's best to talk correctly. The red rooster has often said that my cluck and my cackle were quite perfect, and now it's a comfort to know I am talking properly."
"I'm beginning to get hungry," remarked Dorothy. "It's breakfast time, and there's no breakfast."
"You may have my egg," said the yellow hen. "I don't care for it, you know."
"Don't you want to hatch it?" asked the little girl in surprise.
"No, indeed. I never care to hatch eggs, unless I've a nice snug nest in some quiet place, with a baker's dozen of eggs under me. That's 13, you know, and it's a lucky number for hens. So you may as well eat this egg."
"Oh, I couldn't possibly eat it unless it was cooked," exclaimed Dorothy. "But I'm much obliged for your kindness just the same."
"Don't mention it, my dear," answered the hen calmly, and began preening her feathers. For a moment Dorothy stood looking out over the wide sea. She was still thinking of the egg, though, so presently she asked, "Why do you lay eggs when you don't expect to hatch them?"
"It's a habit I have," replied the yellow hen.
"It has always been my pride to lay a fresh egg every morning, except when I'm molting. I never feel like having my morning cackle till the egg is properly laid, and without the chance to cackle, I would not be happy."
"It's strange," said the girl reflectively, "but as I am not a hen, I can't be expected to understand that."
"Certainly not, my dear."
Then Dorothy fell silent again. The yellow hen was some company and a bit of comfort, too, but it was dreadfully lonely out on the big ocean, nevertheless.